Good evening. It's a special thrill this evening to see how Baruch Hashem, the Kollel, and the community, how everything has grown over 3 years, quite out of proportion of that what one could imagine. As the previous speaker said, this is a special siyata d'shmaya. It shows that the Rosh HaKollel, Rabbi Bieberfeld and Rabbi Weinberger, have kavona l'shem shemayim. I remember when the idea of the Kollel was broached, to make a Kollel in Philadelphia, at that time there were a lot of skeptics who said that Philadelphia is a very difficult city. I don't want to insult anybody. But that's what they said. But you've all proved them wrong. Baruch Hashem, Philadelphia is an easy city. People looking for the MS, when they see the MS, come and draw close to the truth. And this is what we're seeing this evening, and this is something which I said gives me a very special thrill. Am Yisrael Chai, Klal Yisrael are living. There's so many people, prophets of doom, telling us what's happening to Klal Yisrael. And I'm not saying that we're not in trouble in many areas, but here we see what can be done by a few dedicated young men, each one of the Chavrei HaKollel, each member of the Kollel, a dedicated, devoted, sincere young man. And these are the results. And you are the beneficiaries, and Emir Tzah Hashem, this will grow and grow from strength to strength, until we'll all be zoicha to be as HaMashiach b'meira b'yameinu. I've been asked this evening to speak about tefillah. Tefillah is an appropriate subject any time in history. But in our time, perhaps, and in this moment particularly, it's possible that we feel closer to the idea of tefillah, of prayer, perhaps closer than in other times. The Chofetz Chaim says in a few places in his forum, in his books, he says, the only reason why from time to time Klal Yisrael, we as a nation, have to go through difficult times because we haven't yet learned how to pray. If we would understand, in the good moments of our life, in the good times in history, in the successful moments, if we would understand how to pray with sincerity in those times, we wouldn't need difficult times to push us, so to speak, to the wall and make us realize and recognize what prayer is all about. And when difficult times come upon us, then the prayers that are added in the slichas begin with the words, Yisroel Noisha Ba'ashem Tshua Seilomim. Klal Yisroel. Hope for to be saved by Hashem Yisborach. Tshua Seilomim. An everlasting salvation. And the commentaries explain that all through history we have had a lot of Yeshuas. Hashem Yisborach has been kind to us, he's delivered us from all different types of difficulties. Hashem Yisborach saved us privately and communally and nationally from all different types of problems. But they were not everlasting. Klal Yisrael prayed to Hashem to be saved in times of danger, in times when there were evil decrees against them, in times of hunger, in times of illness. And Hashem Yisborach answered our tefillos. But what happened after that? After a few years, something else cropped up, another problem, another difficulty, another complication. So Klal Yisrael say to Hashem Yisborach, enough. Israel hope for salvation. They hope for Yeshua. We hope to be saved. Chuas Elamim, an everlasting salvation. Once and for all. This has to be our goal. This has to be in a time, our turbulent times, when nobody feels secure. And when all of us feel that the whole world is focused on Klal Yisrael. And we have very few friends. And we don't even know how well we can trust those who are friendly to us today. Whether they're going to be our friends tomorrow. We know from history that the hearts of rulers and governments change and they're in the hands of Hashem. But today we feel more than ever that we need to be saved. We don't feel secure. We feel that we have to learn how to pray to Hashem Yisborach, that sincere prayer that will reach the heavens and once and for all seal for us that salvation which will be eternal. Tefillah must, of a necessity, be based on emunah. Emunah is faith. Faith in Hashem and faith in the power of prayer. Faith in Hashem means that we have to be aware of that fundamental Jewish pillar of faith, that everything is in the hands of Hashem. There's nothing, there's no way in which we can control our own destiny, and there's nothing to be afraid of others being in charge of our destiny. There's only one. Hashem does everything. And even if in the system of the world there seems to be arrangement of cause and effect, we all know that we can't trust that. It's not a system that is fail-safe. It's a system in which we have to get involved. But for success, we have to rely entirely on Hashem. Whether it's in the area of Parnasa, whether it's in the area of having a livelihood, whether it's in the area of our health, whether it's in the area of our spiritual development, in every facet of life, only Hashem is in charge. And only Hashem can give us success. And when we pray to Hashem, it has to be with a complete feeling of dependence. With an utter humility and acceptance and realization that we're desperate nothing less than desperate. If Hashem doesn't help us, we're lost. When tefillahs come out of her heart, that feels and recognizes that dependence, then it ascends the heavens, and that is what Hashem Yisbarach is waiting for. Some people, when they pray, sometimes, maybe all of us, to a certain extent, we pray to Hashem, but we still have some sort of confidence in our own capabilities, in our own abilities. And when we pray, when we daven and to Hashem, very often what goes on in our hearts and in our minds is something like this. Ribbono shel Olam, Hashem, you know, I know how to make my business. I know how to do business. And I can make good deals. But you're stronger than me. You can spoil it. So please don't spoil it. I know how to manipulate people. I know how to find favor by people. But Hashem, I know you can sometimes disturb a relationship. So please don't. What we're really saying is, what we're really believing is in ourselves. But we're just begging Hashem to let us get on with our job and not interfere. Well, that's wrong, obviously. That's where we all go wrong. Meaning we don't spell it out in these words. If a person thinks to himself once, or to herself, what did I mean when I prayed to Hashem? Did I mean that everything depends only on Him and I can't do anything about it? And everything is only in the power of Hashem, and I'm submitting myself to His will, but I'm begging Him, please, give me success, because only You can give success. I can't contribute anything towards it. If that's the position from which my tefillahs go out from my heart, that's my attitude, that's my emuna, then that prayer is a prayer. And that's something that we have to work on ourselves. To recognize our inadequacy. And admit our dependence on Hashem Yisbarach. In fact, the commentaries comment a very interesting thing. A lot of our tefillah is full of thanking Hashem Yisbarach. Thanking, to thank, in Loshon HaKodesh, in Hebrew language, is expressed in the word Hoidoah. Hoidoah means to thank. Moedim means we thank. But actually, the word Hoidoah also means to admit. It's the same word in Loshon HaKodesh, to thank and to admit. When somebody confesses, then he uses the words Moedah. In fact, in our tefillah, Moedim Anachnu Loch, we say it twice, and sometimes we don't know the difference between the two different words. Moedim Anachnu Loch Sha'ato Hu Hashem Elokeinu. Moedim Anachnu Loch Sha'ato, Moedim that you are, means to admit. When we thank Al, we thank You for something. Moedim anachnu loch she'ato hu Hashem elokeinu v'lekei aviseinu. You are the only power. You are the omnipotent one. You are the one who was there and is there and always will be there. You are the one who has the power and the ability, and no one else has that, to direct and control everything in creation. Moedim anachnu, we admit that. And then we go on to say, Moidelecho unesapetilosecho. So therefore we'll thank you and we'll speak your praises. Because it takes of a person a humility to admit his inadequacy, that he himself can't achieve, in order to be grateful. People who are ungrateful are people who think that they could have managed without your help. Or people would like to say that even if you gave them something, they deserved more than what you gave them in any case. Those are the people who are ungrateful and don't know how to thank, because they can't admit their weaknesses. And so in tefillah, when it's full of thanksgiving, and every expression of thanksgiving is a recognition of our weaknesses. And that's the build-up to tefillah. All the psukei dezimcha, all those songs of praise that we sing to Hashem, is in order that we should feel our weaknesses and stand in front of Hashem in awe and see and recognize His greatness and His goodness, and then stand in humility in front of Hashem and say, only you can help us, but we rely and we trust on you because you are so good. Because in the, all through our lives we've only had so much goodness from you. And who is there in life who wouldn't say, we've had good moments and bad moments, but aren't the good moments so many more than the bad moments? Doesn't Hashem Yisbarach give much more than He takes? And from that position, we say to Hashem, we depend and we rely on you. We depend because we haven't got our own strength, and we rely on you because we know your goodness. You know, we know of your kindness. You know of your mercy. And we beg you that we have to beg. Because by begging, we show that we appreciate who Hashem is. Rabbeinu Yoina, one of the commentaries on Ovis, Seches Ovis, says a very important point, and something which we should all realize and recognize, and it makes prayer a lot easier. We've mentioned before that the problem is when things are going good, we don't feel so dependent. It seems that everything's going good for us. So we're managing, and if we're managing, why should we be begging Hashem Yisbarach as if we can't manage without Him? And even if we say we're managing because Hashem Yisbarach is smiling at us and He's kind to us, so good. So we got used to the idea that we're successful people, and Hashem is going, like we've been successful yesterday, so we'll be successful today. Why should we feel so dependent, so desperate, that we have to beg Hashem? So Rabbeinu Yoina says that we have to realize something. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem Yisbarach, doesn't only give us what we deserve. He gives us a lot more than we deserve. If we start making a bit of an account, whether we deserve all the success that Hashem gives us, whether we deserve life, whether we deserve good health, what have we done for it? Do we deserve it? And once a person realizes that, says Rabbeinu Yoina, we have to understand that we're living on credit. And when we're living on credit, you never know when the credit's going to run out. And if we understand in our successful moments that we're living on credit, then two things happen. First and foremost, you do your best to try to fill in the account by doing good deeds, by saying, wow, the Rebbeinu Shlomo has given me so much, and it's all on credit, and who knows how long it's going to last. I better do something for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the second thing that happens is, who knows, it might be too late. Maybe your credit is going to run out. A person might be running a huge company. And if he gets a letter from the bank that his credit is run out and they don't intend to give him any more credit, he's desperate. He may look like a successful person, but he goes desperate to the manager, to the director, to the president, and he shouts and he screams and he begs, extend the credit, don't make me go bankrupt. So even when things are going good, we have to feel desperate. We have to understand that we've been living on credit, we are living on credit. And so, stand in front of Hashem in humility and say, please extend me that credit, I'll try to be better, I'll try to fill in the account. But don't let me down. If you beg that way, if that's the way we're down every day, even when things are going good, then we won't need to be pressed to the wall by difficult situations and problems. Because we recognize Hashem for what He is and for what He wants us to appreciate Him for. Prayer, there is another common mistake that people make. People think that prayer is a discussion or a conversation or even a plea, but it's a plea to Hashem to change His mind. We're asking Hashem, you know, you didn't want to give me parnasa, maybe you'll change your mind. You're good, and I recognize you as the only power. So please change your mind. And that is a mistake. That never happens. Hashem is love, never changes His mind. Hashem is one. Hashem knows what He wants out of in His plan of the world and creation. He knows what He wants from every individual. And you can't make Him change His mind. But what you can do is change yourself. What you can do is come closer to Hashem than you were before. And Hashem will say, this is a different person. This is not the person who I thought should suffer difficulties in financial difficulties. This is not the person who was supposed to be sick, chas v'sholem. This is not the person who should have troubles in his family. This is a different person. So we're not changing Hashem's mind. We're changing ourselves. And as we change, then Hashem's relationship to us will change. And as that relationship was already arranged beforehand, when you're at this level, this is what happens. When you're at this level, this is what happens. When you're closer to Hashem, this is what happens. So tefillah has got to be something which changes us from the inside. I see that the title here is, it's not my words, but I'm trying to fit the drush into the words. Inward and upward. Whoever made this title might have thought of this idea. But that's really what tefillah is all about. The change is inward, and the effect is upward. We change ourselves inward. Tefillah is an avoider. It means that we're working on ourselves. We're not paying lip service to anything. So we've got such a lot to learn. And I would hope that out of this lecture this evening, there should come a strong urge by a lot of people to want to learn tefillah, to ask for shiurim on tefillah, to know what tefillah is all about, to understand the words that you're saying, to let the words be meaningful to yourself, because they can't be meaningful to Hashem until they're meaningful to yourself. The standing in tefillah, the way you come to shul, the way you behave in shul, all these things have an effect on ourself. And coming to shul and standing in humility in front of Hashem, even if we don't understand every word, but at least we realize what we're doing, and we're trying to show Hashem our humility before Him, our submission to His will, and our acceptance of His decrees, and our understanding that if we come closer, that's the only thing that can change the way Hashem Yisbarach treats us. So that inward change, that's what soars upwards to Hashem, and that's what changes our situation. Yes, it's true that in tefillah we meet Hashem. Man meets God. That is true. And the intensity of that meeting depends on how we understand the words of tefillah. The intensity of that meeting, and that has to do with our sincerity in wanting to be better. The intensity of that meeting can change the whole world. Because all that Hashem Yisbarach wants is that we should meet up with Him. So this is not the whole spectrum of tefillah, but I hope it will give you enough cheshek, enough desire, to want to understand tefillah, to want to learn about tefillah, and to want to meet up with Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us all, that our tefillah should be answered. Yisroel Moshe B'Hashem Tshuas Olamim. Let's pray for the salvation of Klal Yisrael, but not just for the moment, but an everlasting salvation.
Thank you, Rabbi Solomon, for your inspiring words. Thank you all for coming tonight. We will convene to Myrav in the corner of the room over here. Thank you very much.